pastors even need to talk to somebody once in a while. Amen. And pour out their heart. But I'm so glad that we have Jesus Christ that will listen to us and tend to our prayer. Amen. 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 Thank you, musicians. We're not going to try to sing that song. I was about to spring an old one on them, and it's a little bit difficult sometimes, so we're not going to do it. We'll just go into our lesson this morning. Praise the Lord. Good to be in Sunday school this morning. I tell you, I've been reading the Word of God and over in Ephesians, and I'm telling you, I about got a different perspective on God, something I hadn't seen in the book of Ephesians. I think it's the fourth chapter, talked about how he labored to rest. Folks, we don't have to move God. The work has been done. All Adam had to do in the garden was reach up and pluck it off the tree and eat it. All the children of Israel had to do was go out and just scoop it up off the ground and put it in a basket to have something to eat. The miracle is already done. Hallelujah. By faith through grace. We need to believe God for that. And no matter what we're going through, and I've told you before, sometimes right then the answer is yes. Sometimes it's no. Sometimes it's wait. But we have a God that has done the work. The Bible said he's sitting on the right hand of God. He's not pacing. He's not walking. He's not wringing his hands and doing all that. The work has been done. It's just up to us to take a hold of it. Amen. Amen. This morning I titled this lesson, The Anchor Holds. Pure and simple, The Anchor Holds. And any of you people that fish or go boating or have a boat, you know what an anchor is for. You know the good use of it and what it can do. The anchor holds. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us. Verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. It's not an old wore-out anchor with a wore-out rope. It will hold us sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Does anybody know what was behind the veil? And I know in Hebrews, they're speaking after the fact that the Holy Ghost had come and the veil was rent in twain. But he's making reference to where we have this anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, and that we can enter into that which was behind the veil. Amen. That is your anchor this morning. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. But in Hebrews chapter 6, it's talking about God's two immutable or unchangeable realities. And one is his own nature and his own promise. God embodies all truth, and he therefore cannot lie. Amen. And because God is truth, you can be secure in his promises. He is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Amen. And this assurance that we have should all give us courage and hope. I tell you, we need to make sure we continue to put our trust and our hope in Jesus Christ, because he is our sure and steadfast anchor. And I know in today's world with an economy that appears to be out of control, and threats of terrorism and things like earthquakes and tsunamis and just crazy, just general craziness, it is good to know that we have a sure and steadfast anchor. And we need an anchor that will stabilize us. We have to live in this world, folks, no matter what comes and goes. But I tell you what, we have hope that a lot of people don't have. In Jesus Christ, that steadfast anchor. And we need to know today that the anchor holds both sure and steadfast. And I'm glad I'm anchored to God. I'm not anchored to religion. I'm not anchored to a form or a ritual. But I tell you, I'm anchored to that is within the veil, and that is God Himself. Amen. Amen. The Shekinah power of God, the supernatural power of the great I Am, holds me steadfast and holds you steadfast. I tell you what, that's worthy of giving the Lord a hand clap. Amen. He holds us sure and steadfast. Amen. God wants you to know that He has you secured in Him. Psalms chapter 61, verse 2. Very familiar passage. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Fortunately, God is not limited to geographic location. David said, from the end of the earth, it doesn't matter where you're at, what your location is, what your lot in life is. I'm telling you, God never changes, and His presence is always with us. The scripture talks about the greatness of God and the vastness of God and all that He's created and that He controls. But the scripture said He is not far from any of us. In spite of doing all of that, He is not far from any of us. A lot of people talk about that, just the mention of His name. Amen. So I ask you, has anybody ever been overwhelmed? Anybody? I have. I've seen the time where I didn't know where to go, frontwards, backwards, sideways, or straight up. I have been overwhelmed in my life before, things in life. But sometimes it seems that God has to remind us, I've got you in the palm of my hand. Don't worry. Amen. Amen. Because I know that our intellect and our hard work, it'll only carry us so far. But when there's no immediate answer, and when we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, the psalmist said, Lord, just take me by the hand and just lead me to the rock. Amen. That is, I can just do so much. And it's kind of like an accident scene and an ambulance coming up on an accident scene. Those paramedics and those people in there can only do so much. They're there to stabilize the victim and stabilize the patient until they can get to some place that a deeper or more involved medicine or whatever can be done for them. There's just so much we can do. And we just have to put our bodies and our lives in the hand of God, and that He will finish the work. We need to understand that life is too much to handle on our own, but we need to be stabilized by a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I tell you, for our relationship with God to mature, for our relationship with others to grow, or for us ourselves to grow spiritually, we have to be anchored in Him. If you're not anchored, you're going to drift and you're going to have problems. But if we want to see a closer relationship with God, with others, and see we got to be anchored in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God cannot lie, and He has us anchored in Him. The Word of God is never changing. Matthew 24 and 35, the scripture says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The scripture talks about in one passage about esteeming His word higher than His name. I tell you, the word of God is forever and eternal. Amen. And we are eternal beings with an eternal destiny, so we need to read God's eternal word. Amen. Amen. Jesus used the word when He was tempted by Satan. Every time He would say, it is written. He didn't try to come up with a new cliche or anything like that. He just backed up and said, it is written. Amen. That is why our Bible is so important. It is our roadmap in life. If you read the Bible, God is directly speaking to you. Amen. Through His word. And there is nothing more important in your life than your eternal destiny. And I tell you, we are all the same. Each one of us in this room. and everybody. We're all the same in the sight of God. I heard somebody say one time, it's kind of like the game of chess. When life is over, the kings and the pawns go in the same box. When we stand before Him, it's not big eyes and little U's. Everybody is the same in the eyes of God. We're all the same before God. I tell you what pleasures of this life won't do, what chemical dependency won't do, what alcohol won't do, the Word of God will do. Amen, amen. Stay in the Word. God has you anchored today. Keep walking with Him, because the enemy wants to take you out. The storms of life may come, but the anchor holds. The anchor holds. Amen. We got to have a made-up mind. We got to be like Job from start to finish. Amen. He lost it all. And there's no way I can compare my life to Job, to the life of Job and what he went through. But we have to have the same made-up mind, because storms will toss you to and fro. But stay anchored in Jesus Christ. Here recently we were visiting my daughter, and we crossed the Mississippi into St. Louis. We were riding on the metro. And at that time, the river was very high from a lot of rains and stuff. And I tell you, talk about a swirling mass of water. That was unbelievable. And you could look down, and I mean, see logs look like they far here to that door back there, and that big around. Just spinning. I mean, that water was just spinning them. It would pull them under. They'd pop up somewhere else. It was unbelievable. And believe it or not, in that river, there were groups of barges bound together being pushed by a tug. And I can imagine them boys thought, if that rope ever breaks on these barges, we in trouble. They ain't hardly anything more dangerous than barges that come loose on a raging flowing river. I mean, they'll be knocking down bridges and running into things and damages. I'm telling you, when the storm is raging, thank God my anchor holds. Amen. Thank God I am bound to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remind you, the boat is not holding the anchor. The anchor is holding the boat. Amen. Amen. You may throw the anchor in the boat every now and then, but I tell you, when you throw it out, it's the anchor holding the boat. The boat's not holding the anchor. And I am glad of that this morning. I tell you, in your tribulation, you can triumph. In your despair, you can have hope. But in overwhelming times, that's when we need an overruling God. I tell you, when we're tossed to and fro, that's when we need to count on that anchor that holds us. Amen, amen. And this anchor has two words inscribed on it. And those two words are, but God. But God. I tell you, you're ready to throw the towel in, but God says, trust me. Are you ready and can't pray and doesn't seem like you can reach God? God says, I will never leave you or never forsake you. Amen. You can't think real clear? God says, I will give you peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Ephesians 2 and 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. I tell you, you're not like everybody else on this earth. You have surrendered your life to God, and you are anchored in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know what that is? That is a picture of serenity. How many like serenity in their life? Amen. Amen. I tell you, this anchor that I'm talking about this morning can give you peace in the midst of your storm. Amen, amen. Most Christians, I say most Christians, a lot of people want God to make our storms and our trials just go away and just erase it all. But watch this. God wants you to know that the testimony is greater when you walk through something than when he snatches you out of it. You wonder, God, why am I going through this? It's going to make you stronger if you'll stay anchored in him. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 33 and 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. God will move you to another level if you'll just walk it out. He will. Amen. I have found that out. Sure, I've been healed before instantly. Sure, I've seen things happen instantly with prayer. But I tell you, talk about strength. There's strength in trial and tribulation if you hold on to him and stay anchored in him when you come out on the other side. You experience things, and when somebody else is going through the same thing, you can help them by saying, I have been there and I have done that. Amen. Amen. God moves you to another level when you walk it out. When you've tested the anchor, when the winds and the rains have come against you and pounded you, when you've tested the anchor and know that it holds, that's when your faith is elevated to a new level. Amen. In a storm, there is a voice that comes out of darkness, and that supernatural power will work through a storm. I tell you, Job went through a whirlwind, folks. He went through some terrible times. But I tell you, God will talk to you through the storm. And if you've read the book of Job, and toward the end, I think it may be about the 45th, 46th chapter, he told the Lord, he said, man, I just thought I knew you, but now I have seen you with my eyes. Hallelujah. You're going through the storm. You might say, Lord, I just thought I knew you. What am I going through? But when you come out the other side, now I have seen you with my eyes. Amen. There's a big difference in thinking you know somebody and having your eyes open and a revelation been given to you. Amen. Stay anchored to Jesus Christ. He's closer to you in a storm than any other time. He is there. Some people say, well, you just don't understand. You know, I'm going through pure hell here. Well, my advice to you is don't stop there. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. He is going to be with you. Psalms 138 and 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And I tell you, all of us dream and we make plans for the future. I know and understand that. You do too. And we work hard to see those dreams and plans come true and things we want to do. But I tell you, if you want to